Our story begins in Raven and Mac's apartment, where the Malone and Richards families have gathered to celebrate Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving Day. Never thought I'd end up quite this way.
That is such a sad story.
Stacy is totally broken up about it. She hasn't slept ever since she found CJ's body.
I'm sure everyone at school is going to be upset for a while. You said the funeral was yesterday, right?
Yes. Clint and I went. Several of his classmates, including Dara.
The funeral was so sad. I felt so bad for CJ's father and his uncle. But there was one thing I didn't understand.
What was that?
CJ's mother wasn't there. Isn't that strange, Mom?
Yes, very.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Aren't CJ's parents a happily married couple? You work closely with his dad at the firm, right?
Yeah, we worked on several cases together.
And the night before he died, he seemed too upset at you. I guess we'll never know why.
Clint, can we talk about something else? I know it's on your mind, and it's on my mind too, but maybe for today, we could focus on what we have to be thankful for.
You're right.
Well, I'd be much more thankful if Rex would arrive. I wonder what's keeping him.
He probably stopped by the hospital to see Ellie. I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
I hope so. With his mother out of town and Ellie in the hospital, he feels a little bit lost right now.
But he has you, and that's huge. You guys are meant to be together, and that gives him a lot of comfort right now.
Hannah's right. Couples that belong together should be together.
And that's why Hannah and Todd...
Don't even say it, Mac. Todd and I are not a couple anymore, and we will never be again.
Hey, maybe that's Rex. Yep, it's Rex, and it looks like he brought a friend.
Hello, everyone. This is Gregory.
Rex! How did you do this? We weren't supposed to have Gregory today.
Hi.
Miss Huffman pulled some strings so that we could take Gregory a few days early. He's now officially our foster son.
Oh, Rex. This is the best Thanksgiving Day wish I could ever ask for.
At his apartment, Chuck is talking with Dara in the living room as they prepare to go to Raven and Max.
Chuck, what's going on with you?
What do you mean?
Ever since the other day, you've been different. I can't put my finger on it, but you have.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Dara.
When I came home the other day, you were acting very strange. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear you had a woman in here.
Oh, come on. I'm not even seeing anyone right now.
I'm just telling how it seemed to me. Anyway, are we going to Clint's aunt's for dinner?
Yes, and we're late, so we better go. But first, how are you doing? You were pretty quiet after the funeral yesterday.
I don't know. I'm just kind of numb about the whole thing. Part of me wishes I could have my last conversation back with him again. He wanted us to be friends, and I just told him to get lost.
Dara, you can't blame yourself. I won't let you do that. CJ had a lot of troubles, and that wasn't your fault.
I hear what you're saying, but unfortunately, it doesn't make me feel any better.
At her apartment, Alexandra is talking with Andrew and Adriana before they head out for their Thanksgiving dinner at Romano's.
Gobble, 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 everyone.
Still happy, I see. Don't tell me you've already taken Marilyn Marsden to bed.
Marilyn Marsden? My lawyer?
Oh, didn't Alex tell you? We're seeing each other now.
What?
Andy, wasn't it one date? I'd hardly call that seeing each other.
Well, maybe you're right. But I like to think about things how they will be, not necessarily as they are.
Andrew, that woman saved me from prison. Please don't seduce her and break her heart. Besides, I heard that she had cancer. Is she even recovered from that?
Well, she recently got a clean bill of health, so fair game.
You really are an objectionable man, aren't you?
Oh, come on now, Adriana. It's Thanksgiving. Let's just be thankful for all our many blessings.
Well, I'm very thankful to have Lucas back and to have my daughter in my life, at least somewhat.
And I'm thankful for my two adoring sisters.
Yeah, right. How about you, Adriana? What are you thankful for this year?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm about to have a fresh start in my life, and for the first time in a while, I woke up the past couple of days feeling happy.
Then I guess it's happiness all around.
But Alex, I figure you'd be upset about that kid. You know, the one we saw at the diner? Marshall's son?
What about him?
Haven't you read the paper recently? He killed himself.
What?
And was pretty gruesome for what Gretchen told me. She works with his uncle at the station.
Oh my God! Marshall!
Back at Raven and Mac's apartment, family and friends have gathered around the dining room table as they prepare to have their Thanksgiving Day meal.
All right, as you all know, it's a family tradition that we go around the table and everyone says what they're thankful for this year. I think we already know what Rex and Perry are going to say, but they'll get their chance to tell us. But I want to start with my beautiful wife, Raven.
Well, I'm certainly thankful for my beautiful baby, Marty, and all the joy that he brings to my life, and certainly having my husband back. When 6 months ago, I didn't think that was possible.
It's definitely good to be back. Okay, Hannah?
Well, I think you all know that it's been a rough time for me in the past few weeks. But this is a day to be thankful. So I have to say that I have the two best sisters in the entire world. I am so grateful for that. I don't know what I would do without you. I love you guys.
We love you too, sis.
Okay, Connie? Jeez, the phone is ringing off the hook today.
Mac, maybe we should answer it. It seems like someone is really trying to get in touch with us.
All right. Connie, hold that thought. Hello? Yes, this is Mac Malone. What? No. No. There must be some mistake. No. He wouldn't be driving in Connecticut today. He's not even leaving Boston until tomorrow. I don't understand. What do you mean, other passenger? Oh my God. Where is she? Look, I have a family full of house guests here for Thanksgiving dinner. I need to go upstairs and call you back. How can I reach you? Okay, got it. I'll call you right back.
Mac, what is it?
It's Todd. He was driving the rental car in Connecticut. apparently on his way home, and the car hit an icy patch on the road and went into a ravine.
Oh no! How's Todd?
He didn't make it. They rushed him to a nearby hospital, but he died in the emergency room. He's dead.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.